This is the WHL This Week, Playoff Edition. Presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners, and Easton Hockey. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the 47th season of the Western Hockey League. And yes, we're back for another run here on WHL This Week Radio Edition. We will christen the new season with WHL Commissioner Ron Robison as our guest. That is coming up in moments. Plus, in Saskatoon, Lauren Mullican will guide the Blades in this all-important year as Memorial Cup hosts. He'll join us. And we'll check in on the defending Edmonton Cup champion Edmonton Oil Kings as they prepare to defend their title. Commissioner Robison, we're on the eve of that brand new campaign. It's the time of year that we all anticipate, no doubt.
Well, this is the time, obviously, all hockey fans throughout Western Canada and Pacific Northwest and all of our markets are excited, but our players are ready to go too as well as we open the 2012-13 season. And we get started this week with two feature games, one in Edmonton featuring the defending champion Oil Kings and the Kootenay Ice. And then, of course, we move on to Saskatoon, the site of the 2013 MasterCard Memorial Cup.
Of course, that will highlight the events this year. What's all on the docket this year for the Western Hockey League as far as major events?
Well, as I mentioned, of course, the highlight will be, of course, Saskatoon's hosting of the 2013 MasterCard Memorial Cup in May, where the Blades will be hosting. And we're looking forward to following their team throughout the course of the season. Other two highlights certainly will be the two games of the Subway Super Series, which is the preview to the World Junior Championship, which this year will be held in Vancouver and Victoria.
Now, of course, we're in an NHL lockout stage right now, and remember back in 2004-05, you were the commissioner then, and we saw sure a bump in talent in the league and also crowds as well. What effects do you expect on the WHL this season with a lockout right now?
Well, obviously, I think as all hockey fans and certainly our partnership with the NHL, we hope, first of all, that they're back and playing as soon as possible at the NHL level. That's what our players aspire to, and we look forward to that occurring. I think what happens right now is that certainly as the season progresses, there's more interest in our larger markets, those markets that are without NHL hockey. But, of course, throughout the league, for the most part, we're in a position, a very fortunate position, to be 80 to 90% sold out in our building. So it will just increase demand across the league, we expect, but particularly in the NHL markets.
All right, we all look forward to puck drop here, Ron. Thanks again, and thanks for kicking off another season of WHL This Week Radio Edition.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.
In the corners and around the boards, the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
In Saskatoon, the Blades know where they'll be come the third week in May as the Memorial Cup host. The Blades will no doubt go through a transformation. I spoke with head coach and GM, Lauren Mullican. Lauren, give me a sense of the situation right now for your team as you take them into this very important Memorial Cup season. What's the mood? What's on top of mind for you?
Well, I think number one is we're all extremely excited to get the season started. We shortened up our training camp this year, but the players, I think now are starting to understand the importance and the magnitude of what this year means for everyone involved. Since their arrival in Saskatoon, there's been lots of hype, and we're excited to get the season underway.
Lauren, with this team as well, how much of a transformation do the Blades have to go through to get ready for that tournament in May?
Well, I think the biggest thing is that we have all kinds of confidence in the group that we have here right now. We understand that, once we start the season, we'll get an opportunity to evaluate where we sit as a team. And as we approach the January trade deadline, I'm sure we're going to have to make some moves in certain areas, but time will tell.
This is really old hat for you as well. Think back to 2001. You were brought in to Regina for the Pats for their Memorial Cup season. This must be right up your alley and something that must even excite you, a longtime veteran of the coaching ranks.
Well, it does excite me. I think that it's a little bit different this time around. When I coached the Regina Pats the year we hosted Memorial Cup, it was the first time back in junior hockey for a number of years. And this time around, I've been involved for a number of years. So I really believe I have a better handle on what to expect and how to prepare our team throughout the whole year. And, our goal right now is to win a WHL championship and in preparation for the MasterCard Memorial Cup tournament.
And go right through that front door. Finally, Lauren, Saskatoon's hosted so many big events in the past there, especially at a Credit Union Center. Confidence must be high that the Memorial Cup committee will get it right again this year.
Well, led by Jack Brodsky and Tim Gitzel, they've a number of committees together. You know, we believe that we're the volunteer capital of Western Canada, and they've got a tremendous group of people here that, you know, for the most part have hosted different events, and we all know how successful those have been. So everyone's looking forward to this year, and we know that we have lots of hard work yet in front of us.
Yeah, we all look forward to following the story there in Saskatoon. Lauren Mullican, thanks a lot for your time.
Thanks, John.
The best players in hockey's best development league. World-class coaching, top-notch facilities, passionate fans. This is the Western Hockey League. Former Kelowna Rockets defenseman, now starring with the Nashville Predators, Shea Weber.
It definitely preps you for the NHL game. They're very similar schedule styles and everything as far as on the ice and off the ice. They make sure that you're ready and prepared to play in the NHL.
Weber with a drive, he scores! Right off the faceoff! He hammered that one!
Former Saskatoon Blades defenseman, now with the Colorado Avalanche, Stephen Elliott.
I chose the Western Hockey League because it's the best junior hockey league out there, and it provides the best competition and prepares you the best for the NHL.
Elliott moves across. It's shot, score! How about that? After a great defensive play, he scored the go-ahead goal, Stephen Elliott.
The WHL, it's your time.
Well, the defending Ed Chenault Cup champion Edmonton Oil Kings have begun the new season. Voice of the team, Corey Graham, spoke with general manager Bob Green.
Nice to kind of move on from all the circumstance and pomp from last year.
Yeah, always glad to get that stuff over with. It was a lot of fun, and it was, you know, really nice. And but it, you know, at this time, it doesn't mean anything anymore. It's history, and you know, we've got to try to defend our championship, and hopefully we can. And you know, we'll play it out.
You guys named Griffin Reinhardt as your captain. Why the choice for him, I guess?
I think, you know, the coaches, you know, I really leave stuff like that up to the coaches because they have a better feel for a lot of those things. But I really feel like he's a lot like Mark Pesek and his demeanor and, you know, around the room on the ice. Very composed. He doesn't panic. Certainly, you know, a quiet kid that leads by example or other. He's not a rah-rah guy or... You know, he knows when, you know, what to say and when to say it. And you know, I think the players respect that about him.
Griffin Reinhardt will lead the team in a battle, knowing full well there's a bullseye on their chest.
I think it's going to help us, actually. I mean, a lot of teams are going to be coming after us, and it's going to be a key stretch down the road, and it's going to get us prepared for the playoffs. So having all those teams want to beat us, I think it's going to prepare us, and I think we're up for the challenge right now.
As for being the favorite to repeat,
we have a lot to earn right now, and right now we haven't proven anything, so we just got to take it one step at a time.
And thanks to Corey Graham at Edmonton for his help this week with the show. Enjoy the opening weekend. Welcome back. I'm John Keane, and thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL radio broadcast partners and Easton Hockey, a production of NL Broadcasting Limited, Kamloops, British Columbia.